name?
Nicola Forrester.
Where are you ringing from, Nicola?
Raccoon,
County Dublin. What would you do with £100 if you won?
I can come to my mom and dad anyway.
Oh, that's very nice. You should come to me.
Put some in the bank.
Have you tried to win before in this competition?
No, never tried before.
This is your first time to ring in?
Yeah.
Have you ever won money before in competitions?
Never.
You've never won a competition?
No, I've never won anything.
Nicola, you're caller number 10.
I am now.
You are indeed.
Golly!
How does that make you feel?
Oh, my God, I'm going to faint!
I hope you don't.
I'm afraid, am I?
You have just won £100.
Oh, my God!
In cash from Kiss FM. I am positive. How does that make you feel?
Oh, my God, Dad, you don't know how it makes me feel. I can't. Oh,
I just heard. A great cash giveaway on 102.7 Kiss FM.
Kiss FM, making people happy. Puts a smile on your face. £100 in cash every day.
Thank you.
Kiss FM 102.7, the band, Chalice Crisis and Wishful Thinking. Good night, Kiss. We'll follow news to take us closer. We'll leave with Mac on 102.7. Rock a good way, 14 to 11 o'clock. A request 2 hours ago. I forgot to play it. Forgive me, Peter.
I'm so sorry. I hear from Claire. People kissing tonight. And hi to all the family as well.
Got Donald Fagan.
Ruby Baby. On Kiss.
I got it. 7 Kiss FM is KISS Dublin.
It's 11 o'clock, independent radio news at Bernie Jameson. Good evening. Ireland's Catholic bishops have said that a Catholic country should not feel it has to apologize for a legal system that reflects Catholic values. They say that divorce would be a direct challenge to marriage and the Irish family. Their views are contained in a submission to the New Ireland Forum just published. In it, they also reject the charge that Catholic schooling in the North is divisive. They say that such an allegation is grievously hurtful to the Catholic community. The veterinary union says its member was being treated with contempt by the Minister for Agriculture. This is the latest comment in the continuing row over the tens of millions of pounds spent on disease eradication in the country. Mr. Dacey said the vets are not as blameless as they make out for the failure of the scheme. He says that, among other things, a number of vets are under suspension from state work for confirmed malpractice. The Minister for Justice, Mr. Noonan, and the Garda Representative Association met today for 4.5 hours. They discussed the incidents at Ballinamore and the training and equipment of Gardaí, particularly in the use of guns. The General Secretary of the Association said the meeting was an open and very frank exchange of views. They were pleased with the response of the Minister. The plan for a new £15 million hospital in County Mayo has been axed by the government. The government has decided to scrap the original blueprint, which included a training school for nurses and the redecoration of the existing hospital. Farm prices are to be virtually frozen this year, according to reports from the EEC Commission in Brussels. The Commission wants to freeze the price of milk and cereals completely. The proposals, some of the most stringent in 5 years, are designed to ease the EEC oversupply problem. Tonight, however, the ISA President, Donald Cashman, said the proposal represented an unprecedented attack on Irish farm incomes. He said they continue to ignore the real source of the oversupply problems in the EC market. BBC TV's 9 o'clock news was blacked out tonight after journalists talked out over a pay plane. The programme was replaced by a written message on TV screens as presenter Sue Lawley joined NUJ members at a mandatory meeting. Two British lorry drivers who had been seized by French farmers yesterday, the protest against meat imports, have been released. The farmers agreed to free the drivers after the Agricultural Ministry in Paris agreed to meet a deputation from the farmers to hear their grievances. A Northern Ireland lorry driver on his way from Belfast with £40,000 worth of lamb and beef was confronted by protesting farmers on a motorway outside Paris. They offloaded most of the meat, poured diesel on it and set it on fire. In Belfast, the owner of the consignment has said he plans to sue the French government for damages. And poaching gangs are causing irreparable damage to salmon stocks in the west of Ireland. The manager of the northwestern region of the Fisheries Board said the poachers are taking salmon off their beds by dazzling the fish with lights. Fisheries officers are now maintaining a 24-hour watch on the spawning ground. Independent radio news from Dublin. It's 3 minutes past 11.
Unspotted for news, check on the forecast. Very windy and wet, heavy rain showers in progress, and the winds are gale force on the bay. That's the forecast. You're welcome to Goodnight Kiss. Mellow songs till midnight.
guide me through all this madness. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again?
With you, I'm born again. Mellow song from the nice and grieving to Tony and Dennis. Kiss FM Addicts. On 102.7, Lionel Richie. His current LP, song, Stuff on You.
That a woman like you could wait around for a man like me.
Yeah. secret they reveal.
I love you.
In your eyes, no place.